Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
How much did you buy that for?
$4,000.
How deep are you into it?
I am into that car probably about...
I'm interested by this car. I don't think I want to buy it, but I kind of want to inquire about it.
He parked out in front of this house, and then a man came out and said, would you please mind moving your car? Because my wife has to get in. It's Gordon Ramsay.
Yep.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast, home of automotive financial mistakes, our life in cars, and your questions answered. Before we continue...
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to say, I am desperately ill.
You know, you are the definition of man flu.
You are the definition of shithead.
That's a good way to start the podcast. I'm wounded.
I know, yeah. What a wounder. Anyway, today, Rory, Taylor and I will fill your ear and your eye holes with what we've been up to. We'll answer your car dilemmas, and we're not going to play a game. We've got some very important news. Good news.
Good news?
Good news that you're going to tell us.
What's the good news?
BMW news.
Oh, the BMW. Okay, yeah.
Oh, Rory, you look very scared there for a second.
I thought you were on about the other news, which wasn't so good.
Oh, what's the other news?
The Germany news.
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
That's not
news.
Good news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why are you telling people it's good news, man?
Well, I wasn't. You were.
See? Definition of shithead. I told you.
That's the news about the sausages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into all of that, sorry.
Oh, my God.
For goodness sake.
I just got to build up to it. A massive hello to Jake Mawson, currently training for the London Marathon for a charity called Anthony Nolan, who run a stem cell donation register. Good on you, Jake. Rory Nash, currently in the throes of a BMW E39 540. What? Rory Nash.
There's another Rory?
There's multiple Rorys.
No.
Okay. What about Rory Reid? Were you denying him?
We had him here the other day.
We did have him here.
It was Rory squared.
It was Rory squared. Just like Rory's head. Head squared.
How dare you? I think I win the square head competition.
I don't know.
Even I'll admit that.
No, mine's round.
Oh, yours
it's
is round.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really big.
Sorry, may I continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Rory Nash, currently in the throes of a BMW E39 540i Touring Manual Restoration. Stuart Learmonth from the Central Plains in New Zealand. Matt Harris, who spotted Rory in Morrison's. Do you remember being spotted in Morrison's?
I do, yeah. Yeah, a man came up to us and just said, like what you're doing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty much it. Yeah, he just didn't want to interrupt for too long. So
you didn't say anything to him? You just ignored him?
No, I just said thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now piss off. We have got Ernest listening from underneath his E46 while fixing rust. Mechanic Yanis in Latvia and...
Rory's
oh my God.
Jackie.
Yeah. How's Jackie?
We were very underwhelmed after that intro.
Sorry. Rory's mum, Jackie!
She's doing all right. I saw her on the weekend.
Yeah,
it was Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Shout out to all the mothers out there. You ladies are the hardest workers.
Yeah, they are, actually. They really are.
Story time with Rory.
It's Rory getting all emotional.
He is getting emotional.
I saw my mum, which was really nice. We had a little family roast.
Nice.
I haven't had a roast dinner in ages.
Have you not?
I love a roast. When was the last time you had a roast?
Probably about 2 weeks ago. We went to the pub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But a home-cooked roast?
Not that long ago, actually. Mum really likes a roast. So usually when she comes over, I'll roast a chicken or so.
We did a roast. So she's doing good.
Fantastic. Excellent. She's doing good because of the roast.
Yeah, honestly, roast fixes all.
It does.
Yeah. They're so good.
Yeah.
So good. Last time I had a roast was Christmas.
Was it?
Too long ago. Oh,
do you know, it's everyone bashes it, but I quite like a Toby Carvery roast.
They're not bad. Mm. They are not bad.
Yeah, I would say a Toby Carvery roast is closer to a home-cooked roast than... You know when...
Is that because you're cooking shit?
No, but you know when the pubs, sometimes they go a bit fancy with the roast, where they go like the Yorkshires, where they're like the whole size of the plate,
and you're like, what's
going on here? This isn't in proportion. And also, they miss all the little bits. Like, for some reason, a lot of people don't do parsnips with their roast, but
I like
roast parsnips are the best bit.
Okay. Can we get away from Christmas and food and talk about cars?
Well, we're talking about Christmas.
I don't know.
You've talked about Christmas.
No, he said Christmas. Anyway, everyone just calm down, all right? Everyone's getting too emotional.
Oh, my God.
Goodness sake.
What have we all been up to, Rory? You've kicked us off already with Mother's Day. What else has been going on in your life?
I've been fighting my Triumph Spitfire.
Have you?
And I mean fighting.
Yeah? Who's winning at the moment?
The Spitfire.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, God.
Well, just when you think you fix something, I've now... Looks like I'm going to have to probably rewire the whole car because I've lost every single instrument panel that there possibly is on that car.
Well, like two?
Yeah, well, you look at it, you start and you go, oil pressure's good, fuel's good, coolant's good, revs are good. Oh, wait, no, none of them work.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Does it tell you when the war's going to start again?
Well, you just get in it and the war has started. But yeah, no, I've been doing that. Have you seen the Mustang colour, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, the Mustang colour.
I'll show pictures here.
Oh.
But the Mustang is
really nice.
Is painted.
So
now.
Describe it for people who aren't watching with their eye holes.
I think I mentioned before, I've gone Oxford green.
Yeah.
And it is Oxford green is a dark green. Mm-hmm. So it is almost like, you know, probably in a low light setting, it would be quite black.
Yeah.
But when the sun hits it, the green just pops through.
So is that nice and metallic as well?
Yeah, it's nice and metallic. Okay. And then I'm just trying to decide on stripes, whether I go for white or like a gunmetal grey.
Mm. Oh.
But either way.
When you say white, do you mean cream or gunmetal grey?
I don't think it'd be cream.
Okay.
I think it would be white.
I think gunmetal grey, I think keep it a bit more stealthy.
Yeah, I mean, it is already. So I did look at mine. And someone already has obviously put lowering springs in it because there's no way that it should sit at that low. And the wheels very much are like perfect fitment at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's quite chunky,
isn't it?
It's
chunky, yeah. So I feel like it is almost on the way to being like a retro mod car. So I think gunmetal might suit it better.
I think so.
Do you know what you need on it? You need some of those bonnet pins that come around with the little
wire. Oh.
I know
what you're talking about.
They got that little chrome wire.
Oh, stop it.
That'll
stop
be
it. Oh, no.
Oh, Rory's bent forward. He's doubled over.
Honestly, I cannot wait to get that car back. And also the other car that I should be getting back, which I do sometimes forget I own, is my E28.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Where's that been?
Well, that went for rush repair, and then after rush repair, it needed to get the ECU wiring done, and then they found it was, you know, obviously the paint was in terrible condition, so then the paint had to get done, and then they found more rust, and then lo and behold, that car has been gone for almost 2 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
That. Yeah.
How much did you buy that for?
$4,000.
How deep are you into it?
$40,000. I don't think an incredible amount.
Has it had a full respray?
It will be having a full respray.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say I am into that car probably about in between 9 and 10.
Okay.
Which for any
including the price of the car.
Including the price of the car.
Okay. So you've only spent $6,000 on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Including a full respray, that's very good.
Yeah, well, the respray's obviously we get a deal with Ty. He's just brilliant.
Mm.
I think mainly because I keep putting resprays through. Like, this is now my fourth respray, I think, I've done in a year.
Which I bet they call you Respray Rory.
Yeah, honestly, I'm on first name basis with Shane, the painter. He messages me regularly about everything. So, yeah, we're doing that. And then, I think that E28 is for the value that I've put into it, is worth a lot more than what it actually is.
Yeah, possibly. The funny thing is by the time that car's finished, it will owe you more than my 6 Series owes me.
Really?
No, there's no way.
Including my private plate.
That's a wonder.
No. All right, I know that's a lie. How much did you pay for your retrim?
Oh, that was quite expensive.
yeah.
Actually, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was 1,400 quid.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, and then the seats?
600 quid.
Okay, and then you had a full respray.
That was 1,400 quid.
Was it really?
No, done 7-8 years ago.
Wow.
Is this when like Ty was first starting out?
I didn't get it done by Ty. It was before I knew Ty.
Oh, really?
I got it done by a guy called Simon out the back of my old work.
Wow.
Really?
And he didn't want to do it. It went in for just the front wings and a little bit of the rear quarters, and he painted it and it didn't match. And I was really upset, and he went, "Don't worry, I'll sort it out." And he painted it all for me apart from the roof. The roof on that car is original paint.
That's amazing.
Is it? 41 amazing. Years old, yeah. Or whatever it is. Yeah, 41 years old this year. And yeah, it's 1,400 quid.
Oh, okay. ITB conversion.
That was quite expensive. That was quite
exhaust, expensive. Tuning.
So do you think you're finished at 10 grand then with that car?
No, of course he's not.
No, of course he's not. No, this is Rory.
Not. I'm not.
He can't leave anything untouched.
I will admit. All of the rear subframe on it, the rear diff, the rear suspension.
I bought it all.
Yeah, but how much was that? A new interior.
So that's including 10 grand?
No.
No, okay.
No, that well, that's where the car sits.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So how much else is going into it?
Well, I've had to get a new whole new rear axle, which has the disc brake conversion on it.
Yeah.
And
how much was your interior, Rory?
And the interior, so I'll be another £3,000. So I'll be like,
you'll be 15.
No, it'll be like
you will be 15 grand.
Rory, you'll be
15. It'd be 30.
Rory, you'll be 15 grand deep. It's okay,
but that's still when you look at how much E20. I think you'd be surprised at how much E28s have gone up in value. Mm. I saw one that someone had listed, and it was just a 520i, and it was rotten. It was running and driving, and the interior was basic. There was nothing to, like, genuine. I was just looking at it going, what is this? This is like a 9 grand.
Really?
Yeah. And he had people commenting going, oh, I'd be interested in that.
So another question for you, right? You get the E28 back, you get the Mustang back. They're both fully fixed.
Stop it. Don't do this to me.
Above both vehicles is a crane with a fully loaded skip. And there's a gun to your head.
Look.
We have to drop a skip on one of the vehicles.
It would be going on the Mustang.
Would it?
Yeah.
Because you've not driven it.
You've got a really strong attachment to that A28.
I think as well, like, not to rub it in, Tay, but the trip that we did to Poland.
Oh,
in those
the
cars,
best trip we ever did.
That was
so fantastic.
That's not true. We know that.
It was
it was Thailand. Thailand was the best trip. Yeah.
When did you go to Thailand?
Well, Alex keeps getting confused between Vietnam and Thailand because, you know, same. But yeah, I think the trip that we did in those cars, I'd really, like, we've done some really good trips, and we've done some trips that I've enjoyed more. But I would say the actual driving aspect of the trip, that was my favourite.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was just such a, I don't know, an adventure in those.
You know, my favourite one so far, driving, hot hatches.
Was it hot hatches?
Yeah. I'll never forget just being on those little B-roads, just blasting past, and there's like no difference between each car.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
driving. No, Rory, you were there.
I really enjoyed driving my hot hatch.
Rory, you were there. You were in the crew car, air conditioned. That's how you like it.
That is how I like it. Can't wait to get in the new crew car as well, air conditioned. We do need to get that regassed, actually.
We do, yeah, we'll do that.
So question, right, because personally, I'd like to do another road trip in my 6 Series because our dream car one was really good fun.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like we went for long enough or experienced the Alps enough. Would you take the E28 on another road trip? And if so, where would you take it?
See, I have been wanting to go somewhere, which I don't think a lot of people do, which is Denmark.
Mm.
And I think those cars would fit really well in
Denmark.
When
you say those cars...
Like, I don't know, like what the E28 and 6 Series or classics in Denmark for me is a good mix.
You take those, I'll take my RS4.
So I'll tell you what about, right, we'll do a revisit on the BMs. E28, your E30 once it's engine swapped.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I'll bring the 6.
All right, let's shake on it.
Yeah?
There we go. We've done a deal.
We're going to do another. There's another road trip series.
Yeah, it's another BMW road trip series. Shut up, everyone.
Which I think you'll find was actually one of the highest viewed series that we've ever done.
No, but we do BMWs every week and Land Rovers.
I do love this. I do love
guys,
the people.
We love you guys, but calm down.
Yeah. it's like all they do is Land Rovers, Minis, Porsches,
996s,
VW Touaregs. All they do, and it's just like, I think some people forget. They watch the current episode and they forget we've just done a load of other things beforehand. Mm.
It's easy to forget because there's a lot of stuff on YouTube now.
Yeah. But our variety now is actually, look, we do a lot of Land Rover stuff. There is no denying that. Mm-hmm. But then we've also done a load of other stuff as well. Yeah.
I think it's more because somehow we managed to like get obsessed over one thing for all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like one of us will turn up with a Mini and then we'll all out, and then TDC will come up.
I never have.
With the same sort of, it's like the 996 thing, isn't it? One appeared. Yeah. And then you get offered another one because of it.
Yeah.
And then another one just appears and they all like one
that
after the other.
That does happen actually.
Are you calling me a trendsetter? You're saying I'm just fashionable?
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Okay, all right.
You and fashionable.
Hey man, I've got red Adidas shoes. I love these shoes.
They're
so red.
I do quite like
those.
Do
you?
Yeah.
You know, I think you might be my most unfashionable friend.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry. It is.
Would you say I'm less fashionable than you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I think you're on par.
No. Like when I actually want to dress, like Alex, I don't think would know how to dress. Like I wear crap clothes when we come to work because there's no point wearing good stuff. Like these shoes are absolutely wrecked.
Yeah, they are ruined.
But there's no point putting nice ones on because they get wrecked here. Mm. But when I want to actually wear my nice stuff, mm-hmm. I don't think Alex has that.
I do. I've got my red ones.
This is what I mean.
I do wear shoes until Rianne tells me that they need to go in the bin.
Yeah.
And then I buy them and then I just wear them constantly.
I think Rianne probably used to try and make Alex dress good and then it's just given up now. Mm. She's just like, ugh.
She has given up. As soon as I put a ring on it, she just gave up. Anything else you've been up to, Rory, that's been exciting you?
No, that's it for now.
Okay.
I forgot how far off track we went there.
Yeah, we've talked about Christmas as well. Oh, God.
I've got an announcement to make on Rory's behalf.
Oh, is it the same announcement that I want to make on Rory's behalf?
No.
Okay.
After 2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Rory has finally put a new number plate bulb in his Jag.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I have actually.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Years that's taken.
I've had one number plate light out for ages and it's just, I think it's really bugged Taylor. And I thought today was the day I'd finally actually put two in.
Good.
He topped up the screen wash and he changed his number. I was amazed. I nearly fell on the floor.
What about what I had done last week to my vehicle? That's been bugging everyone.
Oh my God. Yours is worse. Yours is way worse.
It's definitely
no,
not.
Yours is
no,
worse.
No.
So Alex has been driving around in his, realistically, new car.
Yeah, brand new.
It's brand new.
2017 G31 530 diesel.
That is a brand new car.
Yeah.
And it's had a smashed windscreen. And I mean,
oh, come
smashed.
On. Where are you cracked. Getting smashed from?
It was smashed. It was a hazard. It was terrible.
It did have a bigger crack than me.
Yeah, which is saying something.
And you've been driving around for ages going, I need to get that fixed.
No, I was waiting for it to go from one side all the way to the other side, and then it just kind of stopped in two-thirds way, and I was like, this is boring.
And not only that, you get into his car, and I moved it the other day.
There's a lot of bongs. And even the bong, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get in it and it's warning, brake pads low, whatever, tyre pressure and systems not working, blah, blah, blah. There's all this stuff that pops up. So much so that the car then automatically calls BMW for assistance, for help.
Does it do that every time?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
If you don't cancel the warnings.
Yeah, you have to cancel it.
Yeah, it automatically phones BMW because it's like, help. Help me, please.
Do you know what's most
take
annoying?
Take me to a different owner.
Do you know what's most... That's what Ellie says every day. Not owner. I didn't mean owner. Oh. I meant partner.
Oh.
I meant partner. Oh. The most annoying thing is, if you don't cancel it in time and you're reversing, the warning flashes up and then you can't see where you're going anymore.
Is that why you keep crashing into stuff?
Says her. Huh? You've got more history than me when it comes to crashing into things. Anyway, Rory, anything else that's exciting you?
No, I already moved on. This all was right. Taylor's.
Yeah, Taylor, move on, man.
Oh, sorry. As for me,
on the weekend, I took Betty out again. Went out in Henley-on-Thames in Betty with a family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, little Brenda Amelia, a.k.a. Amelia. Took her to the unit. She gets so excited about Betty. Like, on the way to the unit, she was saying, Betty,
aww.
Betty. And I was like, yeah, we're going to go see Betty. And then, well,
Ree sent me a picture of Amelia in my Spitfire.
Yeah.
And it just looked like a normal person in a car.
Yeah. Are you saying my daughter's haggard?
No, I'm saying my car's small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you've said that before about my daughter.
She just looks old for her age.
Yeah, she looks like a 2-year-old. She's 18 months old. Like, because she's got such like big shock of hair.
When she's 40, she's going to look 70.
Fair. A bit like me. Yeah. A bit like her dad. So yeah, we went out for a little outing and Henley went for a nice tie. It was really, really lovely. Very, very wholesome. Then Mother's Day on Sunday as well. So you mentioned Mother's Day.
What did you get, Rhea?
I got some like AirPod things and a nice big bunch of flowers, which is very nice of me, I thought. What did you get your mum?
I got my mum. I just got a big set of flowers.
Yeah.
I will admit, I got her a bigger set of flowers than I wanted to there because I was at the stand and I just picked up this. It's one of these box flowers that came in the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I picked it up and all the ones next to it were 35 quid. And I was like, that's a lot of money for flowers. But yeah. All right, I walked up to the counter. They scanned it. She was 60 quid.
But enough,
I felt like at that point I couldn't walk away and go, I'm not paying that.
That's not worth that. I cooked on the barbecue, like steak and prawns and salmon and everything. It was really nice. Had Rianne's parents there, had my mum there. It was all lovely this. RS4 is currently on the scissor lift from Equipment 4 garages over there. Bonnet open, no wheels on it. Got some EBC floating two-piece discs, which are very nice. And I've just put in an order with Tegua.
For a carbon intake.
I have. It's going to sound spectacular. And I cannot wait. It's arriving tomorrow and we're going to fit it tomorrow.
Oh, that is exciting. Yeah, it's very exciting.
And then that car, after a bit of work, will be done. And then there'll be a really nice V2 episode on it. The wingback chairs are in.
Oh, yeah.
They are, yeah.
The most expensive factory chairs ever.
Yeah.
They're really nice, those chairs.
We don't
chairs.
Get bogged down in how much people have spent on cars here, do we? We don't do that at all. I definitely could have actually bought a non-crashed one for the price that I'm paying.
Yep.
We're going to be deep into that.
Yep.
But I've saved it.
Speaking of RS4.
Yeah.
Right. I am upset. I've been going on about them for ages.
Yeah.
Right. I love them.
Yeah.
And since you bought yours.
Yeah.
Oh, trendsetter.
Right.
Thank you.
It's not a trendsetter. I've been looking at the market.
Are we moving the podcast on? Because I haven't quite finished yet.
No. I just want to I want to be on the subject of the RS4.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
I want to buy one.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready yet because I've got to fix the 911 first. But when that's done, after that's done, I'm going to save up my pounds and pennies. I want to buy one, right?
Yeah.
So I've been having a little look and I found a very interesting one on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to see it?
Go on. Wait, no, describe it to us and then we'll try and guess the price.
So how much of it do you want me to give away?
I want mileage. Has it been crashed? And is it an estate? Is it an Avant?
So first clue I will give you.
Yes.
Saloon.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Second
That's
clue.
One for one. I've got what colour?
The second clue I'm going to give you is where it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Why is that important?
It's important.
Okay, go on.
Bradford.
No.
Yeah.
Never. Okay. No, don't do it. No, so don't do it.
It's an RS4 saloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Bradford.
Yeah. Colour?
Black.
Okay. Bit boring.
It's got exactly the same font and border as the number plates that are on your one. You know they had that funny font on them?
Yes. Yes, I do. Is it smoked? Are the plates
They're
smoked?
They're not, but it is the same font.
Okay.
It's been crashed.
Oh!
Cat's what?
It's a Cat S.
Oh, so more severe than yours.
And it's high mileage.
What's the mileage?
It's done 149,000 miles.
All right. Mine's done 141.
One has it. I'm going to ask one last question.
Yeah.
Does it have wing backs?
No.
Oh, shit.
So it's a black RS4 saloon.
Higher mileage. Yeah.
It's slightly higher mileage.
Oh, okay.
It's
the same. That looks nice.
Because yours is Cat S. I remembered. Yours is, it's not Cat D, it's Cat S.
Yeah, it's Cat S. Yeah.
It looks quite nice.
Can you zoom in on the brakes? Oh my God, those chairs are disgusting.
The chairs are not good. So the brakes, I can kind of zoom in.
Yeah.
They look like they've been done, but they also do look rusty.
Okay.
It does have budget tyres on it.
Hey!
Oh, nice. Just like your one. They don't look flat on this one, though.
So there's not 4 PSI in that one?
No. The chairs...
Oh my God, they look grim.
Disgraceful.
Oh no.
Look at the state of that.
Oh, that's terrible.
How much was yours?
£6,800.
I'm going to say this should be cheaper.
It should be. It's done more mileage.
I would say it looks arguably worse condition as well.
If it's less than £7,000, I'm going to be upset.
Hang on, there are a few other bits. It does have service history.
Okay, which mine doesn't.
It's got a brand new clutch fitted. It has actually got RS4 seats in it. They're just the optional comfort seats and they're ruined.
Oh, okay. So you want wingbacks.
See, this is funny, wasn't it? Because who was telling me that the
I did, yeah.
Yeah, these are the seats in there, the comfort seats, were actually optional extra and it cost more money to have them in.
Mad. So they're no one wants them. Yeah, they're a comfort optional extra. Yeah.
Okay.
So it does have a
they're disgusting.
It does have a few little perks, but it is still
so the wingbacks haven't been nicked out of that car. That's what it came with.
It might have had wingbacks in it from new. Who knows?
Yeah, no, but the rear seats are also cream.
Yeah, they are. But you can change those. But this doesn't look like someone's just buzzed A4 seats.
Right, I'm going to say that car is up for £7,500, and you get it for seven.
No. It's a little bit more.
It's more!
I thought he was going to say less, which would really upset me.
8,000.
It's £8,595. And at the bottom of the advert, it says, any dumb, silly offers will be ignored, no less than 8,595 cheap RS4.
8,595?
8,595.
Oh, do you want to run a car vertical on it?
Do you know what? I actually do.
Okay. Let's do that.
Because I'm interested by this car. I don't think I want to buy it, but I kind of want to inquire about it.
Do you know what's very handy as well?
What?
This podcast is sponsored by our friends Car Vertical.
Hey! Yay!
What a fantastically natural segue we've just done. Right, so I'm going to open up the Car Vertical app and then you will give me the registration.
I could get it a bit cheaper, I would consider this.
Would you really?
Have
you not just learnt anything from his?
Well, what I've learnt from his is although that it's a Cat S, it's the damage on that car that we found.
No, it's not the damage, but it's the amount that we're now having to spend to put it to could have bought.
We don't talk about that, Rory.
Is true.
No, you could literally, if you just spent 10 grand, you'd probably get one in a lot better condition and not spend the money.
Could I have the plate, please? Shut up, Rory.
It does look a bit chavvy.
Not bad for 6 grand, that, is it?
It's not bad for 5 grand. It's a good car.
Yeah. So while Car Vertical is doing its thing, a reminder from me that if you guys want to buy a car, van or a motorbike, leave no car unchecked, always run a Car Vertical report. It doesn't only work in the UK, it also works in most of Europe, America, Australia, and it will literally give you like a full history of the vehicle that you want to buy. We never, ever, ever buy a car or even look at a car without checking on Car Vertical. Speaking of, this has got to be one of the lowest Car Vertical scores I've ever seen.
See, I'm
35 out of 100. We're buying it.
Guess it here. Let me have a look.
Oh, I'm getting through it. Would you like to know how many owners it's had?
It will be a lot.
10?
14.
12.
12.
12 owners. 35
That's
out of
100. That's a lot.
Okay, so we've got an amber warning for mileage.
Oh.
As well as damage. 3 records for this vehicle. The rest looks
3
okay.
3 records?
Yeah, but they could be like little prangs and stuff.
Okay,
that
that's interesting though.
It could be that the car's been sat for a while.
Yeah.
So that's maybe why it's been flagged.
When it was smashed
so,
up.
Yeah, we'll have a look at the graph between 2022 and, pretty much 2025. There were no miles put on this car.
Even though it's still high mileage, it's done nearly 150K.
I wonder why that might be.
Mm.
Maybe it's been collisioned.
Or...
clocked? Or
blocker.
So,
it could
because that's the
blocker.
Thing that a lot of people don't talk about is that they're quite easy to install mileage blockers on these.
Okay. So in the advert, it says it has had rear end damage.
Okay, so we can see here immediately on Car Vertical, it says damage to the rear. So in 2015, it had an assessment for repair costs between £1,500 and £3,000. Okay. Now that could be...
A bumper scuff,
a little bit of paint transfer, blah, blah, blah. Nothing major, nothing structural. And then 3 years later, almost to the date, Category S on the 10th of 2018. And then again on the 10th of 2018, it had another assessment for £10,000 to £15,000.
Wow.
So that presumably is the
cost of the same damage.
So whatever happened to that vehicle, 15 grand worth of damage, worst case. We can also see with Car Vertical, obviously when it was manufactured, gearbox type, colour, number of cylinders, blah, blah, blah. And then it gives you a full kind of detailed history of ownership, how many owners it's had.
How long has the last owner had it for?
Let's have a look. 12th owner since September 2025.
This is also another thing that I think a lot of people miss on Car Vertical is the owner's part. Yeah. And it's really good to sort of build up that picture. Has the owner just bought the car and he's trying to move it on? If so, why is he trying to move it on really quickly?
Yeah, because your RS4, the first owner had it all the way up until it was crashed.
Long time, 2019. So there you go. There's a full history on potentially your Bradford RS4. Mm. You could join the ranks. Like I said, said again, thank you to Car Vertical for sponsoring the Autronics podcast. Leave no car unchecked. And if you want to get your own Car Vertical check, you will get 20% off using the code AlexCast. And also, if you front load now and you get lots of Car Vertical reports, you will get up to 50% off. So we swear by Car Vertical. Loads of you guys also use Car Vertical already. Mm. And we just want everyone to be using it because it will save you so much heartache money down the line as well. Should we move on back to what I've been up to?
Yeah.
RS4's getting all fixed up.
Yeah.
Got the Alpha 156 out of storage. Mm-hmm. That's now got an MOT. I'm going to be driving that home tonight.
That's
I'm
exciting.
Very excited. I had a little blast up and down the road, opened the valves, and oh my God, it's the loudest car I own.
It's good, that car, isn't it? It is good.
Yeah. And then the other thing as well, this is a little bit embarrassing because I need to kind of...
What have you hit?
I haven't hit anything. It was just... I was in Costco, right, getting meat and stuff for the barbecue. No, it's nothing to do with crashing vehicles. But Rianne said, Alex, please don't say that in public.
Okay.
So whenever I come home, right through the door, Amelia runs up to me and she's like, bike, helmet, bike. Because she, whenever I'm away, she thinks I've been on the motorbike and she is obsessed with the Honda Monkey.
Okay. Mm.
And I always have to bring her into the garage and then sit her on the Honda Monkey and then pretend to rev and go rum, rum, rum. And then she sees the helmet. She says, helmet, helmet. So I have to put the helmet on and then she's happy.
Yeah.
And we can leave the garage. Anyway, we were in Costco walking around and Amelia pipes up again. She's like, bike, helmet. And I was like, we're walking down an aisle. I said to Amelia, look, as soon as we get home, Daddy will show you his helmet. And a man looked at me and gave me the strangest look I've ever seen a man give me. And Rianne clocked it as well. And she was like, please don't ever say that in public again. Yeah. So to the man in Costco, it was literally a motorbike helmet and nothing really dodgy. Also, I want to buy myself an Aprilia 660 Touareg motorbike.
Because you ride your bike so much.
I will.
Your bike so much. I'm surprised Amelia even knows that you have a bike, to be honest, because it never leaves the garage.
Whoa. Yeah, that's why she knows it's there, because it's always there. So I've actually put a bid in on eBay for a crashed...
Of course you have.
For a stolen recovered Aprilia.
Really? How much is it?
I have. Let me get the listing up. Hold on. Wait, bear with me. There we go.
Bear with.
That's it. 2024 Aprilia Touareg 660.
This is from the Vietnam, isn't it? You want an adventure bike now.
I want to go adventuring.
Do you know what? I quite like that.
It's really cool. It's really cool. So yeah, I'm currently the highest bidder. It ends tomorrow being Wednesday. This is obviously going out Saturday. So I may or may not have a Touareg Aprilia 660.
Why is it called a Touareg? It's giving me PTSD.
It's because it's the twin turbos.
Is it got an oil
engine needs to come out?
The tandem pump
From everywhere.
Yeah.
And the windows keep on falling down as well.
Is it spelt like Touareg, like VW Touareg?
No, it's T-U-A-R-E-G.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to buy that. All right. That's me out.
Yep.
Taylor. What about you?
I have been working on my Volkswagen barn finds.
You've been releasing videos.
Yeah, my Golf and my Corrado. So I actually got those back to my unit. I got the Golf up on the ramp, gave it a good service. I cleaned it and oh my God.
Is it original paint?
No, it's had a full respray.
Oh yeah.
It's had a full respray and it is mint. Mm. It's such a lovely, lovely, lovely car. I took it for its MOT. It passed. I had a couple of little advisories, but it's really, really nice. And yeah, I've already sold it.
Really?
I have already sold it. I sold it to a really guy. So a guy called Ryan messaged me as soon as he saw it on the Auto Alex channel.
Oh, is this the guy who's like super, super excited about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's been bugging me to come and look at it. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to get it ready, blah, blah, you can come and have a look. He came all the way up, had a look, really happy, absolutely fell in love with it.
Oh, nice.
So that one's done.
Yeah.
And now the Corrado I put in on the ramp, I've also cleaned it and serviced it and gone through it and stuff like that. And I'm actually going to put it on a dyno
this
week and see how much power it's got. Because I'm telling you now, that car is quick.
Because really? What did the ECU writing said? It had something on the ECU, didn't it?
No, it's got something on the supercharger called Jabba Sport. And it's got, I've got an invoice for it. It's got a stage 4 supercharger service, a port or something. And it's got a small pulley on it.
Yeah, I was thinking of your 205 GTI. Yeah, it has
two
that.
Bar on it.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the Corrado G60 out of factory like 170 brake?
It's 160 brake.
160 brake.
So
okay.
I called Jabbersport and did said, you? What power should this be with this pulley on it and blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he said, if it's still got a cat in it, it will be about 200 brake. But mine has not got a cat in it.
Oh.
It doesn't require one either because it's a pre-1993.
Yeah.
So I think it's got more than 200 brake. And I drove it. And the thing I like about it the most is the torque.
Oh, really?
It's got so much torque. It almost feels like a diesel.
Oh.
So I've been working on that. I've, as I say, serviced it, MOT'd it. I'm going to bring it in at some point this week.
Yeah.
I think you'll really like it. It's really cool. And then I'm going to be selling it.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants a Corrado G60, let me know. Because all of the money from that is going to go into my Porsche.
You are going to need that because you still don't know if that engine is nailed.
I do not know.
And that is a £12,000 problem.
Yes,
if it is.
And I also thought about something the other day is that when we got it in here and we looked at it and we did the V2 episode on it.
Yeah.
I never checked to see if the engine was seized or not.
Yeah.
So the engine in that car could actually be seized because it's been sat for a year and a half with coolant in the oil.
Yeah, but didn't he do a leak down test not that long ago, which would have involved rotating the engine?
I think he did a leak down test it when it first broke down, which was a year and a half ago. And it sat idle since then with moisture in the oil.
I think Alex, it is Alex, isn't it?
Yeah.
He strikes me as the type of man who would have, like, I don't know, done something where he would have got it out of the cylinders.
Yeah, well,
like
they
drilled
drilled holes.
Yeah, he did drain all of the oil and stuff.
Yeah.
In fairness, but it's not been flushed through.
No,
and it's been sat for all that time with no oil in it, and whatever oil is in it has got moisture in it.
So we need to fill it to the top with oil,
brim it.
What we need to do, I need to see if it turns over first, and then I need to see if the inside of the engine has gone rusty.
Yeah.
And if it has, it's really that's worst case scenario.
Is that like wire wool?
No, that's more like pop it in a skit.
Ah, okay.
Quite bad.
Great table, though.
Great table.
Great table.
Really expensive table. Mm-hmm. And then, we need to like fill it. And then like when if we eventually do get it running, flush it through loads of times, we will need to ring Motul quite a lot.
Yeah.
I'll need a lot of that.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. And
will you need the same amount that my Mini did? Because I think I was up to 7 oil changes
possibly
on that car.
7?
Yeah.
I'll need to possibly actually that much. I'll need to flush it through a lot, which reminds me, I've only ordered 1 oil filter. I should probably order some more.
Yeah, order 7 or 8. Yeah.
And then, So selling Corrado, going to put it into Porsche because I was getting stressed about that car, but I keep...
No.
I keep watching videos of it. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about like driving it and using it and... Like, my M5 is fast, but that car is actually realistically going to be faster.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
does scare me a little bit. But it's, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a real driver's car and it'll be very, very fun. So, yeah, been doing that. I went out for Mother's Day with my mum.
Nice, yeah,
I took her to a nice Italian.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I paused the diet for a day. I had a pizza.
Did you?
And I did.
What's your pizza of choice?
I had an Americana.
Oh.
So a little bit of spice, a little bit
of
pepperoni.
Yeah, a bit of meat on there. Nice.
And I had deep fried calamari as well because it was delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Did all that. And I did one of my favourite things when the weather gets nice, which is go to a little cars and coffee event in London.
Oh, yeah. You did message me about that.
Bump into anyone while you were there?
Do you know what? I did. So it was this meet called Cars on the Common.
Yeah.
And it's in, where is it? It's like Wimbledon-y way in London. I drove into the meet and I knew it'd be quite busy because it was the first day of nice weather that we've had in ages. Mm-hmm. And I drove in and I was like, this is Ramo. And it's like a narrow road. It's like one car wide. And in front of me, as I've driven down the road, is a bright yellow Lamborghini with Will Chandler at the wheel. And I just looked and went, well. And neither of us could go anywhere. So I like squeezed into this little gap to let him pass. And Edwin was just behind him in his Clio. And I thought it was quite funny because we're all just stuck in the middle of the road, just there. We're just looking at each other. It's quite
Do you know
funny.
Our cameraman Jay went as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he parked out in front of this house. And then a man came out and said, would you please mind moving your car? Because my wife has to get in. He looked up. It's Gordon Ramsay.
He parked in front of Gordon Ramsay's house. So we know where he lives now.
He does.
Go back and nick his Aston Martin Valkyrie.
Has he got? Oh yeah, he does.
He does have a Valkyrie. Yeah. So yeah,
and Jay does need to watch his parking skills as well.
Oh yeah.
No, not parking.
Or just driving skills.
Maneuvering.
Driving skills.
Yeah. He had a little crash earlier
in the TDC.
ML. Just hit a fence.
Just sorry, Trev. Jay hit your fence.
Oh yeah, sorry, Trev.
He's let him know.
He brushed it.
Have you seen that? There's a clip of Edwin and Will. Have you seen,
no,
it?
I haven't seen it.
Because they're in the car behind with the cameras rolling.
Yeah.
And then they just look, and Jay's obviously just crashed into the fence, and they're just like, "Oh, okay." That just happened. Yeah.
Just crashed.
I think they said, why has he done that?
Yeah.
Been doing that. I went in my M5.
Yeah.
Obviously made a lot of noise. And I've also, looking at it now, brought out yesterday from storage my beloved R53.
Mm-hmm. AKA? Mummy,
Minge.
Yeah.
And I've been driving her about. I took her for a drive last night. Mm. Absolutely. It's so nice being in a hot hatch.
Yeah.
I really do enjoy driving them. They're so much fun.
Is that true, Rory?
Look, I really enjoy driving mine, but my God, I need to change the exhaust.
Bit droney.
So droney. And I don't know, like, that's the second one I've now put on it, and it's still the same. Like, it's less droney, but it's still droney.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, I don't know. To be fair, they are both eBay exhausts. Yeah, so maybe I'm expecting too much.
Yeah.
But I need to change the exhaust.
Why don't you just buy a proper one the first time round instead of wasting money on shit eBay ones?
He doesn't really think in that sense.
What?
But yeah, so I've been driving Minge about. I did a little bit of work on her today. Yeah. I've been tarting her up a bit.
You have?
And yeah, I just absolutely love her. We're actually taking Minge and yours on the dyno this week, which is very exciting. So
who's going to make more power?
Wait, so who makes it there, I'd say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair.
They should be quite even on... Well, no, yours, I think, will be higher, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think I think yours might be a little bit higher. If not, they might be about even.
But for how long?
This is the question we all ask.
I think you might have... again, it's not much of a hand, but I think you have more of a hand on reliability than I do.
I'll give you that. Yeah, I will agree with that. Yeah. But yeah, I've been driving her about. Absolutely love driving her to bit. Like, it's just so much fun. I just love it. It's just like so darty and the noise. And because I put the short shifter in it now, it's got a cheeky little gear change. And it's just an amazing
Nürburgring sticker on the side. That looks good.
Yeah. I do really want to take that back to the ring at some point, actually, and do that lap.
No more engine swaps, though, please. Yeah.
I don't know.
We can't promise that.
Quite fun. Yeah. I think it's Rory's turn next. Maybe we should take yours to the ring, Rory.
I could go to the third engine, yeah. Mm. Or maybe I'll take the old engine and I'll actually just rebuild it and then have it ready to go in the car when it blows up.
Do you know what? If it did blow up out of the ring, I would feel a bit bad. But I would be so happy because I could finally go out for lunch and buy a load of pastry items and come back and be really annoying while you're trying to fit your engine.
We did.
Because you remember how annoying you were. You were grotesque on that day.
But may I remind you, we found you an engine.
You did find me an engine. I'll give you that. I'm very appreciative of my engine.
Yeah.
But you in particular, Rory, I remember, I will never forget, you were undoing my front bumper and you were going like this, just winding me up, and you were pushing me out the way, and you were knocking all my bolts over, and I was getting so...
But we were enjoying the patisserie
items.
They
were good patisserie items.
Yeah, you did go to the bakery. And then I remember, like, you had a lunch or whatever, and you came back and didn't get me anything, which is why you went to the bakery afterwards.
We did get you something, but they didn't put it in the bag.
Oh, that was it. Whatever
wasn't it
was.
The one that we ate on the way back?
He wasn't meant to know.
You gave me lunch. I swear there was like a bite out of it or something. But it was ridiculous and you were just being annoyed. So I can't wait for that. If you do blow yours up, do you know what? Be prepared me to be the most annoying ever.
All right.
Right. Anything else you've been up to, Taylor, that's been exciting you?
Anything else? Wait. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Shall we move on to the news? We've got big news this week, don't we?
Yeah.
Good news as well. Exciting news that means that we might need to go to the Nürburgring 24 hours.
Well, we need to do that anyway.
We do, yeah.
We do need to do that.
Have you ever seen on social media sometimes where on April Fool's companies post stuff?
Yes.
And then everyone's like, oh, that's ridiculous. That would never happen. Blah, blah, blah.
Didn't they do that with the M3 Ute?
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah. But there's even just other brand, like not just car stuff. They sometimes do it, and then there's just random stuff. But you're like, that would actually be good if you did that. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Turns out BMW did that last year.
Come on, BMW.
So they did an April Fool's prank where they made a M3 Touring like 24 hour Nordschleife car.
A bit like a BTCC car sort of thing.
Wide body, big wing.
Yeah, and anyway, it kicked off so much on social media and people loved it so much, they're now making it.
Yes.
That's mad.
But that's only is it a one-off race car? Or?
I think so, yeah. But it's going to be the bollocks.
It's going to look so good on the Nürburgring at night, especially.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if they enter this into a race, if it's an actual race, don't they have to make a couple of them in case one gets smashed up?
Yeah, so it's going to be entered as a BMW M4 GT3.
Oh, okay.
Which I think that's just a technicality, BMW engineers only had 8 months to make it.
Wow.
Which, that's in mad. Car terms, that is nothing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And we'll be competing. Will it? Yeah, wait. Yeah, we'll be in the Nürburgring 24. Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
This
Which
year?
Is so exciting.
We do need to go and see that in person.
We have to see it.
Do you know what would be really cool?
Yeah.
If you took Barney over there and you managed to get it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got a picture.
Oh. Oh my God.
If we got at the Nürburgring 24 hour, if we spoke to someone and managed to just get them in for a picture into
I'd
the paddock
that.
Or something like that, like after the race or before the race or whatever,
yeah,
and just got a picture of our tourings.
Oh, BMW, HMU in the DMs.
That would be, that's a dream
that
moment,
would be cool.
Really,
that would be so
it?
Cool.
What would you take, Rory?
Spitfire. I think I'd have to take the Aston because it is a Nürburgring
you
edition.
Would,
yeah. Aston.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
I always said I would want to take that over there, so I think it would have to be that.
Yeah. And we'd fix Barney up a bit more because he needs a couple of bits.
Yeah.
You'd take Barney.
Yeah. No, it's too slow. He gets beaten by a stock 330.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And realistically, I'd have to take the 540 because I've never taken it on a road trip.
Yeah.
I've never, the only time I took it abroad, the wheel fell off. Actually, no, not true. I took it to Paris once.
Yeah.
And I had good fun with it. But yeah, that would be like, to get a picture of those with that touring.
So cool.
Maybe we'll have to do that.
We'll have to sneak in.
Okay.
So any more news, Rory?
Yeah, so some sort of like devastating news really on the car front, which sort of shows what is happening in the car world right now. Volkswagen are to cut some jobs.
Some?
And by some, I mean 50,000 jobs by 2030. 50, they're going to cut
50,000.
50,000 jobs.
Is that world? That's worldwide. Then it must be worldwide.
It says just in Germany.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there were 50,000 VW employees in Germany.
Look, I'm amazed by this. Apparently, it has been obviously as we keep saying and everything like that. The Chinese electric cars that are coming in are just doing so well, and people, you know, I mean, fair play. They went ahead and developed these cars better than anyone else could.
Yeah.
And I think we were all behind, which especially Volkswagen, definitely behind on the market. And with them trying to then play catch up, they've had to spend so much money to play catch up as well. They've now sort of got themselves into a bit of financial difficulty and they're having to get rid of 50,000 people.
Bloody hell.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
How long ago was Dieselgate? That was 2014, wasn't it? Or thereabouts. So they should have
just stuck with diesels.
Yeah, just stick with diesels, people. Diesels are the best.
Yeah,
but surely, like, Volkswagen is such a big company. Surely they could pull themselves back up out of this.
They're saying that they are, next year, they're going to be looking like they're in a better position.
Well, of course they will. They'll have 50,000 fewer people to pay.
It's just mental, though. Imagine if the Volkswagen group went under.
Oh, bloody hell, yeah.
Like, that's a massive, massive brand.
Yeah.
So here's a tip to anyone listening to the podcast. If you like the Golf, don't buy a Jayco.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the other ones, I can't even remember their names.
What if the Jayco's quite good, though?
The Bid Seal.
Who was it that I was speaking to that said that they would actually consider buying a Jayco? And I was like, nah.
Why though? They're good cars.
I know, but just know. It was a car person as well.
But they're good, because they're good cars.
Yeah, but just know. Just know.
Would you buy a BYD?
No.
What?
No.
But they're good cars.
No.
Have you seen their latest stuff that they're coming out with?
Rory?
They're meant to be doing, BYD are saying that they're going to have a battery now that will do 1,000-mile range, and that can be charged in less than 10 minutes.
Don't care.
It'll catch fire.
I want a PD. I'll take a PD over that any day.
But that is now getting to the point where you're now not just like, you know, getting to the point where you were petrol and diesel. You're getting to the point where you're going past it. 1,000-mile range in
that's
a car.
Yeah, that
is nuts.
I think we're just all catch fire.
We're all old fossils and we're just like driving old shit.
I actually couldn't have one because I've got nowhere to plug it in at home.
See, now this still is the problem. But if you're saying it's only 10 minutes now to fully charge a car, that's the same as fuel stops.
And you'd have 1,000 miles as well. So
yeah.
There's not really an excuse. It's just we don't like it.
I'm just old-fashioned.
Yeah.
I like a Golf.
All right. Let's move it on now. We have had an email from a man called Nathan.
All right, Nath.
All right, Nath.
And the subject line is Hot Hatch Dilemma. Ooh, I think you'll like
I'm looking
this.
At it.
You are?
Just do it. It's do an it. R53. Just
whatever
there's
you do,
your dilemma.
Don't buy an R56 for £550 and think that you've got a great deal on it.
Whatever you do, don't buy an R56.
Yeah, you're fair. Yeah, you know, that is a better one.
Nathan says, Hi lads, love the pod and videos. Keep up the great work. I have a dilemma I need your help with. I have a 205 GTI and I'm getting a bit bored with it. I could sell the 205 for around £10,000 to £12,000 and get something else, but what do I get? I've had a 106 Rally with the GTI engine in it and loved that, and the 205 just isn't as fun. I like a French hot hatch, but open to anything. Another option is buying a Clio 182 and something else for the budget. I'm open to suggestions. I'm not bothered about going fast in a straight line. I'd rather have something fun to drive at weekends, and I want something that will either be a good investment or something that will not lose money. What would you suggest? £10,000 to £12,000, what are we saying?
That's quite a strong budget.
May I start with something a bit left field that isn't French and is a good investment, I believe. Alfa Romeo 147 GTA.
Yeah.
3.2 litre Busso, fantastic looks, incredible engine.
Do you know, I really like those. They're a great car, but they're very expensive to maintain. You have to do the timing belt like every 20 or 30,000 miles, which is ridiculous, and it's an engine out job. I've seen them, and they go rusty, and the clutches is an engine out job as well. It's like, it's a bit like the V10 Touareg. They're very cool, but they are expensive to maintain.
But they just make you feel so good.
They do,
It's such a fantastic driver's car.
Do you know what I would buy? And I think you could get one in this budget.
Go on.
And it's the best investment hot hatch I can actually think of straight off the bat. I would buy an R53 Mini GP1.
Ooh, can you get those for between 10 and 12?
I think so. Or there or thereabouts. Or I would say GP2, but so it'd blow up.
Was he saying not French? No, he's
open to suggestions.
Okay. French, I do love French hot hatch. They are good.
I think, you know, I don't want to admit, I will never admit to Will, but I think his 197, that liquid yellow one that he's got, I think that could be quite a future classic sort of thing.
Do you know what? I would agree with you, but I've actually had one of those and they are good, but I find them a bit boring.
Really?
Yeah. I do find... I never get over how rubbish the interiors are.
172 trophy.
182 trophy.
182, yeah. Sorry, 182.
Yeah, good investment car.
Very good investment car.
There could
be one going for sale soon as well. It'd be the higher end of that budget though, obviously.
I think I've had a lot of hot hatches. I love the French. I love the old French stuff. They are great. Do get a little bit bored of them over time. For me, my favourite one is just the Mini.
I would say your Mini is a very, very strong shout. Very strong candidate.
I love the supercharger noise. And
go on.
Corsa VXR. Oh, talk to me now, guys. You're loving it, aren't you?
There are two good things about that. The chairs. Nice chairs.
Well, that's why everyone takes them out.
They do.
I would rather put pins in my eyes than have a Corsa VXR.
Do you know, from my short time with a Corsa VXR, very bland car.
Yeah.
Very bland.
Interior was horrible.
Yeah.
Do you know, one car that might be a shout as well, that is a good investment, that I got offered recently that I've been thinking about getting?
Oh, yeah.
Mark 1 Focus RS.
Yeah.
How much was his budget?
12 grand?
12 grand. You could probably
good
get...
Good luck. Good luck.
So I got offered one, needs a bit of work, for 9.
Yeah.
The engine, it doesn't have an engine in it.
It doesn't. It does have, it comes with it. It's not in it. No. So
there is no way you can get for 12 grand.
You could get like a non-pristine one.
You actually can.
If you look, you can. And I spoke to Will about this the other day, you can. Either, if you want investment, cool, bit left field... Either a GP Mini or a Focus RS.
What about save some pennies, get yourself an EP3 Civic Type R?
I just find them boring.
I find them... Have you really driven one on the ragged edge?
I used to own one. I had a black one years ago.
I love those things. And I think they're fantastic.
Always preferred the Clio. Okay. But for me, the thing that makes the Clio and the Minis really good is little mods. Mm-hmm. Standard, they are a little bit. They're not all there. Mm-hmm. They both need intakes.
Yeah.
They both need a little stainless steel exhaust, and they both need lowering.
Okay.
You do those little bits to them. The GP, not so much, because they're quite aggressive out the box. Mm-hmm. But the little bits, like even your trophy, I think it just needs a little induction kit. That thrum from the intake is so good.
How about, we were just talking about it, a Golf GTI Mark II.
Yeah, not as good to drive.
Yeah, I'd say they're quite slow. I think you get quite bored with that quickly.
I think they would go up in value quite quickly.
What about a Mark V Golf Edition 30?
Yeah, they are. They're quite good.
They're quick. Quite good. They're safe. They're a good size, and they're collectibles now, aren't they?
Would you have that or a GP1?
Oh, GP1.
Yeah,
that whine.
For me, in these, it's the noise. It's the feel. Like, the steering is a bit heavy, but it's so darty, and they corner
I
so
do
well.
Really love your car, so I would say GP1.
Yeah.
I would go for that. So that's our advice, Nathan. Take it or don't take it. We don't care, but let us know.
A mini GP.
And then tell us that we've wronged you.
Exactly. No, but yeah, hopefully lots of choices for you there, Nathan. Right, Rory, what have we got coming up? So much stuff.
There's so much stuff. Honestly, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
But we've got our classic car series where we're going to be, we've sort of extended that now. We were going to probably try and keep it quite short.
We had some reliability dilemmas with some of the cars.
No.
So we're looking at a 5-day trip somewhere. So I need to sort of think, I'm thinking Denmark could be a possibility, but it would be cold.
The weather's a bit shit.
Yeah. So it's going to have to be somewhere south.
Let's go to Africa.
Ibiza.
We're not going to Africa.
Ibiza. Benidorm. I'm telling you, Benidorm is where it's at.
The one that I want to get organized for soon, I think it's going to be a great little trip. And it will just be maybe a couple, maybe three episodes, but I think it's just going to be enjoyable.
Mm.
It's Las Vegas to Florida. Oh,
yeah. We're not driving to Las Vegas, Rory.
What? No, we're not. We're driving to Florida.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
From here?
From Las Vegas.
In our classics.
In a G Wagon.
We are doing that.
We do.
That I'm absolutely buzzing for.
Mm. And we'll get the families out as well. We'll have a bit of holiday, a bit of work, a bit of holiday, a little bit of work, a little bit of way. Yeah.
And then we've got, obviously, our V8. I don't know what we're calling that. V8 long noses?
The V8
doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it?
V8 salute. No, V8 coupes.
Well, whatever you want. No.
V8 GT.
No, the old shit that we got with V8s.
Is it?
Yeah, V8 GTs or something.
I can't wait for the Mustang.
My gearbox is out.
Your SL, I think, is going to be pretty special.
Oh, I can't wait for
and
that.
Your,
I've bought my car.
Yeah.
I'm not going to reveal what it is.
And it's already in the body shop.
Yeah. Because you're a tart.
It needs a bit of remedying, let's say.
A bit,
yeah.
So yeah, we've got so much, and then there's like a luxury series that just keeps getting pushed back. But we do need to probably start that.
Yeah. We've got a lot.
Yeah, and then next week we've got another one-off episode, which is very, very exciting. The car in question, very large.
Oh my god! Big. Yeah,
very large.
Yeah,
and then I love it, and I'm not selling it.
We need to drop your Porsche out and see how flooded it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
And how rusted the engine is.
We're gonna have a look at that soon, so I can rest my mind.
So yeah, we got a lot going on. As ever, thank you very much for your guys' support, not only on the channel but also on the podcast. It means so much to us. Mm-hmm. And thank you again for listening with your eye holes and watching with your ear holes. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. I'm very ill, which is why
my god, yeah, there we go, brilliant.
I might not make it to next
god.
week. But yeah, thank you again. We'll see you next time on the Auto It's Called Pop Shit
Podcast.
Bye.
I'll give over.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.